Hello and welcome to another episode of Simply Saved. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari, and we're back in the second episode of the week-long series where we'll be talking about how this pandemic is affecting our wallets and our money boxes. Kezad Adjania, our Money Control's personal finance editor, is with us. Hi Kezad.
Hi Kirtana, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Kezad, let's talk about investments today.
Yeah.
You have been talking a lot about how we should be doing our SIPs, and the big question in many listeners' mind is, should I continue my SIPs, especially because the equity markets have corrected nearly by 25% this year and most of my equity funds are down. What should we be doing, Kezad?
Okay, so Kirtana, you should continue your SIPs. You should not stop your SIPs. Do not stop your SIPs, because see, SIPs are an efficient way to invest in the markets. And the very reason why you should continue your SIPs is because in these times, that is when the markets are down, it buys you more number of units. Okay. And it buys you, when the markets are up, it buys you less number of units. So your price has averaged. So which is why you should not stop your SIPs. Number one, it's an efficient way to invest in the markets. And number two, you know, when the markets correct by so much, as you've said, 25% so far this year, which means that, what does it mean? It means that equities are available now at a discount. And we all like discounts, right? I mean, we all buy things when they are at a discount. So why not buy equities when they are at a discount? Equities are available today at a discount. Now, the most successful investment gurus of the world have always said this, that, you know, you should be greedy when others are fearful and be fearful when others are greedy. So today, what are people? Are people greedy or people fearful? People actually are more fearful, right? Because that is why the markets are falling. The foreigners have sold so much of equities and debt in emerging markets across the world, including India. And that's the biggest reason behind the market crash. So when everybody is fearful and running away, and when prices are so attractive right now, that's when you should be actually investing in the equity markets. So do not stop your SIPs.
But most of my equity funds are down these days. Should I sell them and buy some other funds that may have done well in the past?
So not necessarily, Kirtana. It's not just, it's not a blind decision to sort of just sell your equity funds because they haven't been doing well in the past 1 year or 3 months or 4 months. Okay, you need a certain amount of money in large cap, mid cap and small cap funds. And you know what? All these funds have suffered in this carnage. Okay, if you see in the past one and a half years or so, only a few stocks have been responsible for taking the Sensex up in the past year or so. Okay, but the reason why most of the mutual funds are down is because your mutual fund cannot afford to have all of its money in just these 6 and 7 stocks. It's very, very risky. Today, because of so much of fear out there, you know, markets want to go for something which is absolutely tried and tested, and they are going in for the highest of the highest quality of stocks. So which means that only 6, 7, 8 stocks is where it's where the markets are seeing value. So which is why these 6, 7, 8 stocks have gone up while the rest of the stocks elsewhere have remained at a very subdued mirror. Okay. But this is a temporary phenomena. Okay. Under no period in the market history, you would have seen that continuously for years and years, only 6, 7, 8 stocks continue to go up while the rest of the markets continue to languish. Okay, it's during difficult times that few number of stocks go up and a large number of stocks remain subdued or go down. But that does not mean that they are bad stocks or they are badly managed companies. They are good managed companies also out there beyond this narrow list of 6, 7 stocks. Okay, so when the markets eventually recover, when the economy eventually recover, all these bunch of other good quality, well-managed companies would also go up, and that would drive your mutual funds up. Okay, so you need to be patient.
Right.
You need to be patient, and you need to have faith in the diversification that comes along with the mutual fund, because it helps you not just in good times, but it also helps you in bad times. So unless something is drastically changed in your fund, like your fund manager has quit, or your fund manager has made some massive mistakes, or, you know, in your debt funds, what you would have noticed, some of the debt funds, There have been so many downgrades and so many side pockets that have happened in a single fund. You know, that is where your fund manager, you can say, has made a mistake, that he has not been able to recognize these so-called accidents which have happened. In these circumstances, you can then sell your fund and go elsewhere. But there is no reason for you to en masse stop investing and en masse just getting rid of your funds and looking at the rear view mirror and saying that, okay, last week or last 6 months, the fund that has done well, I will invest in that fund. Because then you will always look back and walk ahead, which you can't afford to do.
Right. Also, Kizad, towards the end of last year, if I remember correctly, in many market podcasts, even Santosh told us that we can look, I mean, there was specific interest in mid-cap stocks and small-cap stocks. So right now, can we do that kind of a analysis where we can invest in certain kind of stocks?
See, I always recommend people to go through mutual funds, Kirtana, because see, here we're talking about the average investor. People don't have time to sort of read balance sheets, annual reports. People may not even know how to read balance sheets and annual reports, right? So if you can't decipher industries, if you can't decipher companies, if you don't have the wherewithal to go through a financial statement to understand the company, understand the cash flow statements and all of that, I would rather advise you to invest in a mutual fund and let your fund manager do that. Right. Now, talking about any particular section of stocks, you can have a large cap fund, you can have a mid cap fund, and you can have a small cap fund. But at this point in time, I would prefer putting a bulk of your investments in multi cap funds and large cap funds, because when the markets turn around, I don't know when the markets are going to turn around. Nobody knows that. Could be 6 months, could be a year, or could be even 3 months also. Okay. So when the markets turn around, eventually your first set of stocks that would turn around are your large cap stocks. Then your mid cap stocks will go up, and then your small cap stocks will go up. Right. So you can put your money in a large cap fund and a multi cap fund to begin with, but also you must have some money lined up in small cap funds as well. Don't go beyond your limits, but allocate your money in these three categories of funds and be ready for the market as and when it happens.
Right. And you also spoke about downgrades in debt funds.
Yes.
That's another headache that many debt fund investors have had to endure.
Absolutely. So, Kirtana, even debt fund investors have suffered a lot in the past 1.5 years. We've seen many accidents, many defaults, many delayed payment in interest and principal amounts that has led to credit rating downgrade of these instruments. And when your mutual fund holds these instruments, their NAVs also fall. Okay. So, over a period of time, what we have noticed is that we all got greedy with debt funds. We thought debt funds would give you superlative returns. Okay, let's go back to the basics. How much return should you expect from a fixed income instrument, or from a debt instrument rather? Okay, now many veteran market advisors, financial advisors tell us that, boss, you should not expect more than 100 to 150 to 200 basis points, which means don't expect more than 1.5 or 2% points more than what the inflation rate is. So if the inflation rate is, let's say, 5-6%, then a return of 7.5 to 8% is what you should be happy with from a debt fund or from any fixed income instrument. Anything more than that is greedy. Okay. So that means that credit risk funds are really not necessary at this point in time. So I would say that you avoid your credit risk funds, because there, of course, many accidents have happened. And also, you know, because of this COVID stress, you don't know how many companies would default in their payments in the next one. And in fact, there was a very interesting report which came out by India Ratings and Research recently, a month ago, which said that 16% of the domestic corporate debt is vulnerable to default over the next 3 years. So that's massive. That's huge. Okay, so you can't take, and this is where most of your credit risk funds would be invested in. So you are running that risk. Okay, so don't expect too much from your fixed income instrument. 1% to 2% points, 2% points maximum from your more than the inflation rate is what the maximum return you can expect. And additionally, Kirtana, I would also draw your attention to two instruments. One is a tax-free bonds. It's a very good instrument for the person in the highest tax bracket. And if you're in the low tax bracket, then do take a look at the Government of India's 7.75% taxable bonds. These two instruments are the gems of the debt market. You should take a look at them.
A few days back, Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund also wound up 6 of its debt schemes. What does that mean for other debt funds? Should investors redeem from the debt funds?
Not at all, Kirtana. Franklin Templeton did wind up 6 of its debt schemes, but that doesn't mean that you should withdraw from all debt funds en masse. You know, debt funds are still required in your portfolio if you're in the higher tax bracket because they give you better post-tax returns. Okay, but you need to be a little bit watchful of what you're buying. So, you know, check if you are taking any credit risks in your debt funds because of the way the economy is going and the financial stress on companies due to COVID-19. Many small and mid-sized companies are expected to be in financial stress. So if these companies default on their interest and principal payments, and if your debt fund is invested in them, then your fund is affected adversely. Okay, so that is why you should avoid taking credit risk at these times. So take a look at your existing debt funds in your portfolio, check out the portfolios, check out the credit risk profile, check out where it is investing. Okay. And if your debt funds are sticking to a majority of AAA rated companies, then you'll do fine. There is no need for you to withdraw from your debt funds. But yes, if you have invested in a credit risk fund, then there might, then we suggest you get out of your credit risk fund. But otherwise, you know, if that is what you want to take, then, you know, you will have to do a rethink. But otherwise, other debt funds are all fine. I don't think that you should be redeeming from any debt funds in a hurry.
And also, what is the best way to determine which investments are suitable for us and which isn't? And also, do we have to find a better way to build our financial portfolios right now?
If you want to build a financial portfolio, if you really are serious about building a good financial portfolio, then prepare a financial plan first. Okay, so first things first, build an emergency corpus. Second, have a health insurance policy and a term insurance policy. These two are the basic things that you need, insurance and emergency corpus. Once that is done, then you start building your investment portfolio. So you ask yourself, what are you investing for? What are you saving for? Why do you need the money? When do you need the money? And how much risk can you afford to take? Have realistic goals. Okay. And you can then build your portfolio depending on your financial goals, when you want to realize them, and what is the worth of your goal? Like, are you saving for to buy a house? Are you saving to buy a car? You want to go on a holiday? You want to get your children married? You want to send your children to good college? So these are some of your financial goals that you have. And then you decide which investments, how far these goals are, how far these goals are from now. Like, for example, some goals are 3 years away. Some goals are 5 years away. Some goals are 10 years away. So obviously when your goal is nearer, okay, you will have less of equity and more of debt, right? But if your goal is a little further away, like 5, 7, 10 years away, then you can afford to add on to your equity, have more equity and then less of fixed income. Because equity multiplies faster than debt. And it's also a little riskier. But then the way to avoid the risk or way to minimize the risk, I would say, is to stay invested for a longer period of time. Okay. Kirtana, when we talk about a financial plan, it's not just about your investments. It's also about your expenses, how you manage your expenses. Okay. So build a plan around that as well and make a budget and then stick to that budget. Do not take too many loans. Avoid taking loans. If you must borrow, then borrow, but try and limit your borrowings, you know, and don't have too many credit cards. Have maximum 2 credit cards. And please, please pay your credit card bills on time. Do not revolve your credit card. We've discussed this before over here and we'll say it again. Credit card debt is the worst debt. Okay. So don't, your credit card will, the interest rate on your credit card is about 40 to 45% per annum. And that can be disastrous to your financial plan. So it's not just about investments, it's also about your income and expenses. Manage all these 3 things judiciously so that your investments are not disturbed.
So, we've been talking a lot about the emergency fund, especially during these pandemic times. How can we achieve that through equity and debt funds?
So, emergency fund, you cannot put an emergency, you cannot build an emergency fund using equities. Okay, as we said before, you know, you need an emergency fund because of your contingencies, and it's a very kind of a basic thing that you must have. And so, which is why, you know, it's a short-term goal. It's not a long-term goal. So, which means that you need to invest systematically every month, put aside some money in a liquid fund or a very low-risk debt fund, like an overnight fund, or maybe even a recurring deposit, a recurring fixed deposit in a bank. Okay, so that's how you build an emergency corpus. You don't use equities at all to build an emergency corpus.
Right. Thanks so much, Keza, for all these details.
My pleasure, Kirtana.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save Podcast. So if you have any other queries for us or any other topics you want us to cover, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay locked on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.